Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. This week it's a little bit different. Got a suggestion, two really good suggestions from Tess.
Nice one, Tess.
And I'd like to thank her. Love BFM listeners, don't get me wrong, but sometimes my head explodes and implodes at the same
light,
time. So this was so good, so refreshing.
What have we got?
Well, it's two sayings.
Okay.
And where they came from and how they originated. And the first one is under the weather.
Oh, yeah.
Like, should we put it into context? Like, hey, Rob.
Yes.
I'm sick. I'm under the weather.
Yeah. So that's
feeling
that.
A bit under
that's
the weather.
And the other one is party pooper.
Oh, Rob, you're such a party pooper.
Yeah.
Go home.
Yeah, well, okay.
That's the other context.
Okay.
No, please.
Your acting is so good.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
All right, anyway, so we'll do under the weather first.
All right.
It originally meant to feel seasick.
Ah, okay.
To be adversely affected by bad weather. The correct term is under the weather bow.
Bow.
The weather bow is the side all the rubbish weather's on.
So that's very much a nautical thing.
Which led me to a book. This is when it gets interesting. It led me to a book called Salty Dog Talk, The Nautical Origins of Everyday Expressions.
Oh, that sounds like something. Wow.
Now, I'm going to do Party Pooper, and then I'm going to finish off with all the other examples.
Can I just say one thing about the under the weather thing? Because under the weather, the problematic with that, problematic thing about that saying is that we're all under the weather.
We really
physically.
Yeah. Truly.
Now, shall we say why that is?
Well, because I got caught up in a YouTube video of someone complaining about that saying because
a German DJ at 7:30 in the morning after playing a gig, so always going to listen to him.
I don't know if I want to expose my terrible rabbit
Your
holes
YouTube
of YouTube.
Algorithms.
Oh, no, I thought it was really good because having a foreigner listen to one of our sayings and kind of that makes no sense.
Well, yeah, for like English being his second language and he hears someone say this and he's like, what the heck? We're all under the weather. Like, what, if you're above the weather, then
what's going on? Yeah. You're flying.
So all aliens.
Yeah.
So
that to me
it's
made
a nautical
sense.
Term.
But I'm gonna do party
pooper.
You're
gonna come back to that,
which
okay.
leads me into another couple of things as well, and then I'm gonna come back to the nautical ones because they're really really good. Right, party pooper. It first showed up in the 1940s amongst college students in America.
Okay, so it's been around for a wee while.
It's been around for a while. And then a few years later, an article in Newsweek acknowledged the popularity of the term, stating party pooper has taken place of wet blanket.
Another classic.
Which
as well.
I'm going to tell you about that as well. I just kept finding
right,
it was
right,
things.
Right, yeah, wet blanket. Like,
this
you're
is like when
blanket.
Someone tries to explain to you the name of a word, but the way they explain, you know, like what a word means, they just tell you something else that doesn't have a proper explanation.
Well,
either.
We've got there's three that they don't know the origin of this, but there's three possibilities. First one, the possibility that poop in party poop comes from the verb to poop, not what you think.
Okay, well, I'm wondering what else it could be.
The meaning is to tire or to be exhausted, so you get the expression I'm pooped.
So that is genuinely a completely different word. It's not like derived from...
No.
Okay.
So it could be because you're really pooped and you left the party early. So you're
a party pooper.
The second phrase is from you know, when you poo-poo something, which is another expression.
Like,
if you say something, I go, pfft.
That's poo-poo.
I'm poo-pooing it, right?
Put an onomatopoeia there.
So, I don't know what that means.
Sorry.
I have to look at that.
Yeah, look into that.
Oh, that reminds me. Is that in Sound of Music?
Onomatopoeia means word that sounds like what it is.
Okay. But isn't that all words?
No.
Ceiling.
Look into it. Look
you know
into
what?
It for another
kind
time.
Of, time. Kind of, almost, not really.
That's
like,
one
I get
of the,
where you're
just
coming from
on the sidebar
that.
There. That's like, one of the words that
like
whoever thought
pop.
Of,
pop
I'm going to call that a ceiling.
I think we've gone off tangent.
Okay, yeah, sorry, anyway.
Let's get back to party
pooper. Okay, now the third one. Doing a bit of a spoiler alert here because it is going to mean what you
so
think
it's
going to
mean. So if
you're
eating your breakfast, just put your food down for a second.
Yeah, put your food down, right. Poop could come from another meaning. To poop originally meant to produce a short blast of sound, which then came into being breaking wind and eventually to poop.
Yeah.
You know what?
So we're not, is that where the saying originated from?
Well, they don't know. It's one of them. It can be one of those three.
Yeah.
I think it's because you're tired one.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't
so
think
too.
It's
that
the last
no
one because you're saying, actually, I'm leaving because this party's
poop. But you're saying that, so no one actually knows which one of those three it is. So you can just pick your favourite one
favorite
and tell
one.
Your friends yeah. that's, you know.
See, I feel weird about saying it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Party
right,
pooper.
Now, wet blanket.
Okay, where did that come
wet
from?
Wet blanket. That refers to someone who puts out a fire, a
okay, that one
an
makes
imaginary
sense.
Fire, right? And it first got reported in 1798 about the French invasion of Switzerland. In an English paper called the Kentish Gazette, where a wet blanket is used to douse, the quote is, "There was no man so besotted as to not believe the Swiss would heartily join the cause if a general confederacy was formed on the continent. But if this motion were to be adopted, we should throw a wet blanket on the fire, which would otherwise about to spread throughout Europe."
Blimey.
And then that then turned
that
into someone being a wet blanket. Right.
That one makes sense. I can understand the logic there. I'm still a bit confused about party pooper, but carry
still
on.
Still confused about
well, no, hang on. We'll stop there for a second because I don't like you to be confused because like you've got two days
you
to
know,
go for the rest
just,
of the
week. It's a mystery.
Which
you
one
know?
Do you want it to be? Yeah, but isn't that what life should be about?
I think maybe the puerile part of me would like it to be the third one because I'm just a child at heart.
Yeah.
All right, what's the nautical stuff,
right,
Rob?
The nautical stuff, these are brilliant. Right, to give someone a wide berth. That was if you parked your boat
that
up.
That makes sense.
It's one of my favourites. Batten down the hatches.
Yeah, I like that
you
one
know,
too.
The weather's because when I was
so
doing
what is a
this,
hatch?
It was
what's a hatch?
Well, it's on a boat.
And what's battening? What,
well, you
how
just
do you
tie
batten?
It all down.
Okay,
tie it all
okay.
down so nothing happens.
And I can understand that in the literal sense, but would that be if you used it in the non-literal sense? Would it be like, yeah, I don't get.
I know, like,
when,
it's
would
like,
you, when would you use that?
Well, no, like say the weekend. It was real cack weekend. And you're going to say, I'm going to stay indoors and batten down the hatches and I'm not going
just
out anywhere.
Just watch Netflix and rug up on the couch.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Right,
see, I still see that quite literal, but anyway.
To be caught between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Oh, yes.
Which I've not heard that
good.
Before.
That one's quite good.
Oh, that's, you're caught between two things.
It's
if
like
I
a rock
that,
in a hard place.
That's going to happen, and if I do that, that's going to happen. I don't really know what to do. To be high and dry.
To be left high and dry, yeah.
High and dry, yep.
Sink or swim.
But I think
so
again,
some of these
again,
are quite self-explanatory,
these,
but also I'd not really made that link because you just use it so often.
I have the same problem with the under the weather. To be high and dry, like when you use that in the context of like everyday life as a saying, it's a negative thing, right?
Left high and dry.
Yeah.
But to me, in my head, if I was left high and dry, that's positive.
Thing.
Like I would like to, and it's the same as the under the weather thing.
When it originated, you were in a boat and you ended up and you... The boat was out of the water. That's the way I perceive it. So you were left high and dry.
Hey, this is a good one from the texters here. Someone said, "Hi Rob, I like the nautical term. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. It comes from the days of flogging your crewmates for bad behaviour. You would take it easy on your crewmate in the hope that if he had to flog you, he'd be easy on you too."
Wow,
that's mint.
Wow, would you though? No, I think I would.
Yeah, I think you would.
I would. I just don't think I could flog anyone.
Loose cannon. That's another good one. If you're on a boat and the cannon's loose, all sorts of trouble.
Just so many of these things, you're like, oh, of course, but you never think about where they
this
come
one,
from.
Like, hunky,
see, I just,
hunky
I still
dory.
Find...
Hunky dory, what's that one mean?
Right, which is a way of saying something is really perfect. It was believed to be invented by American sailors who used to describe a particular street in Japan called Honcho Don. This street was known for lonely sailors for the services it provided. Obviously, like making
dot,
suits.
Got you.
You know, that sort of stuff. So I thought it was a Bowie album. I was going to...
It is a Bowie album.
Yeah,
it's a good
course,
Bowie
really
album
good one.
As well.
And this is the last one, Bottoms Up.
And
you
what
heard
does
that,
that...
When you're drinking, you go, Bottoms Up. Well, now this believed the origins was from when English sailors were tricked into joining the Navy and they would drop the people would drop a coin in the glass and as soon as you picked it up and started drinking, that was your payment. So then you get press ganged into the Navy.
Oh, blimey.
So people started sussing that and they go to someone, if like you offered me a drink, you go, yeah, bottoms up, and you'd lift it up and you could see if there's anything in the bottom.
Oh.
But I thought, oh, that's really good. But I don't think they'd be drinking out of glasses in them days. Would they be drinking out of, like, mugs
Bublets.
And all that?
A big metal tankard.
Yes,
who knows?
Really interesting. I'd say that
that's
there was fascinating. About, there was about 50 or 60 of them. And as you say, some of them make sense straight away.
And some of them, bottoms up. That's a good one.
I have
I like
to
that.
Say, I'm still not going to use the term under the weather.
under the weather.
So we can say, I'm not very well.
Well, it's just like we're all under the weather.
Oh, yeah, but that's not the... Now you know the truth behind it.
That's not the it's point. Not
just because you've seen that German geezer and you're into it and you go, yeah, actually, it's really, really making sense
well, it
here.
Does. I'm just like, just say you're not well.
Okay, I'm not well.
Fair enough. I know you're not, Rob.
Well, thank you very much, Rob. I really enjoyed that.
Right, next week, come on, give me some new stuff.
Give Rob some suggestions. 5395, or you can call us 309-3879. We've had a couple more come through here. Someone said, so cold it would freeze the balls off a brass monkey.
Yeah.
That's a nautical one as well, apparently.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. And then up a creek so without a paddle.
Someone came in with an explanation for that. It says, freeze the balls off of brass monkeys. Brass monkey was a triangle to hold cannonballs. In extremely cold weather, the balls would fall off because the triangle would contract.
Okay.
The more you know, guys, the more you know.
But also, up a creek without a paddle. That makes total sense.
That one makes total sense. But also
still. Well, you'd use that, but not... I feel under the weather.
Yeah, because under the weather is a term like we're all under the weather.
So I can imagine
time,
that. Okay, that DJ
and you'd
go,
be under the sun.
Then
are you not
all
well?
Under the sun.
Okay. It's just that when I think about it,
up a creek without a paddle.
That German bloke,
you
have lost your paddle. Why can't you use your hands?
Very true. Hey, thank you, Rob. 5395 for your suggestions. 309-3879.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Rob, I've also got up some.